Dear friends in Christ Jesus, I extend you all a very warm welcome to you to this Eucharistic celebration on the feast day of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. As we all know, the Holy Family, the first human family, Adam and Eve. Where is the first math problem mentioned in the Bible? When God told Adam and Eve to go forth and multiply. Why was Adam a famous runner? Because he was first in the human race. Why was Adam created first? To give him a chance to say something. Why did God create man before woman? He did not want any advice. Where is the first mention of insurance in the Bible? When Adam and Eve needed more coverage. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, the gospel today ends with a verse, the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That Jesus grew in wisdom. It is clear from the story of young Jesus at the temple when he was found missing in the Jerusalem temple. The Bible says that when his parents finally found him in the temple, he was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And Jesus, the wisdom, the word of God, that Jesus continued to grow in wisdom reminds us that no matter how old we get or how educated we think we are, we should never stop learning and growing. And it is important to remember that the knowledge and wisdom are not synonymous. Rather, wisdom is the application of knowledge, and it is often learned through experience. A well-known scholar, Mark Twain, said, "We should be careful to take from an experience only with the wisdom that is in it." Apparently, some children followed Mark Twain's advice, because I found some nuggets of wisdom collected from various children and their experiences. Patrick, aged 10, he says, "Never trust a dog to watch your food." Michael, aged 14, he says, "When your dad asks, 'Do I look stupid to you?' don't answer him." Taylor, aged 11, "When your mom is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair." Michael, aged 14, he says, "Never tell your mom her diet is not working." Hopefully, we all learn from our experiences. But we could be the beginning of year, we can make a decision to commit, concentrate in growing in wisdom as baby Jesus growing in wisdom under the guidance of his parents. And one of the ways, reading through the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs opens with these words. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise men. Ultimately, all wisdom comes from God. So if we want to grow in wisdom, we need to turn to God's word and listen carefully what he tells us. And in this way, just like baby Jesus grew in wisdom, in our family, and we will be growing in wisdom. And number two, Jesus growing in stature. Jesus grew physically. Now most of us are done growing physically. But that does not mean we are done growing physically. For example, between Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, people gain 10 pounds in 2 months. And a lot of people are going to work out that when the holidays pass. Surveys show that some of the most common New Year resolutions are losing weight, going to the gym, eating healthier food, quitting smoking, and giving up alcohol. Fact that Jesus was a healthy, active young boy, he grew physically, reminds us of the importance of being healthy and taking care of ourselves physically. The Bible says, for instance, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we ought to use them in a holy, healthy way. Do not desecrate the Holy Spirit, the living temple that is living in you. In the book of the Old Testament, Moses has given many laws and regulations to the people of Israel, what to eat and what not to eat. And Jesus himself followed these dietary laws, and he was physically active as working as a carpenter for most of his life long before power drills and table saws were invented. And my dear friends, as Jesus grew in wisdom, he was growing in stature, and we are also following Jesus need to grow in wisdom and grow physically. And also this verse continues to say, he found favor with God. Scripture says Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God. Jesus grew in favor with God, pleasing to God. In other words, Jesus lived a life and that is acceptable and pleasing God very much, made God smile. During the time of Noah, when God sent flood, God was so sad why he created human being. And it's very important that we need to find favor with God. We often forget that God has emotions. He feels things very deeply. The Bible tells us that God grieves, gets jealousy and angry, feels compassion, pity, sorrow, and sympathy. God loves, delights, rejoices, enjoys, and even laughs. I want that to be the goal of our life too. So how do I bring smile to God's face? The new year is coming up. And I looked up every verse in the Bible that speaks of God's favor or pleasing God in some way. And the answer to that question seemed insanely broad. Some verses spoke of righteousness or purity, and others spoke of faith or obedience, and some spoke about worship or the fear of the Lord. But the one verse that particularly spoke to me, and in the letter to St. Paul to the Colossians, and he says, we have not stopped praying for you. Since we first heard about you, we ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Paul, he prayed that these Christians would live lives that always pleased God, and they would accomplish this by knowing God and God's will better and better. I think that what pleases God the most in our pursuit of Him. And also the final message for us today, Jesus found favor with people. Grow in wisdom, he grew in stature, he found favor with God, and also he found favor with people. Jesus was a social person. I am not talking about Facebook or Instagram. Jesus attended weddings, festivals, and funerals. He surrounded himself with close friends. He spent his time with real people, people that mattered to him. Jesus said the second most important commandment is this: love your neighbor as you love yourself. God wired you and me with a real need to connect with other people. I think this need is even showing up in people's New Year resolutions. And recent polls show that more than 50% of our countrymen vow to appreciate their dear one, the loved ones, and spend more time with the family and friends this year. I think we should all make that vow, especially when it comes to our church family. In the scripture, there are dozens of one another verses in scripture. The Bible tells us to love one another, honor one another, live in harmony with one another, accept one another, greet one another, teach one another, serve one another, encourage one another, and the list goes on. But we cannot do any of these things if you are not together. And that is why I think it's important for us to come together as a church family every week. God thinks that's true because Bible says we should not neglect gathering together with other believers as some of us doing. And my dear friends, we must encourage each other even more as we see and preparing for Jesus' coming. And my dear friends, the message for us today: and Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and he found favor with God and favor with people. And as we are imitating the Holy Family of Nazareth, and we maybe follow these four important goals in our life and make our family a beautiful place, love one another, and maybe grow in wisdom and stature and found favor with God and favor with people. Amen.